Take a few deep breaths, and when you release the breath, if there's any tension in your head or your heart or your back or something, and you can go there with your awareness, and then when you breathe out, sort of let that soften a little bit and relieve it if you can. You have like tension in your neck, breathe into your neck, let the energy that comes in just soften everything, and then just breathe out and take out any of thing you can. It's like Drano, it's just cleaning out the system. When you've let out what you can of that tension, don't worry about what's left. It'll be around. Then just keep being with your breath in its natural way. It may be useful to pick one place and focus on it and let the breath go just at that point. For example, at the tip of the nose, where you feel the breath going in and going out inside the tip of the nose. Well, there's another place that is traditionally used, which is the abdomen, where there is a muscle that when you breathe in, it rises. When you breathe out, it falls. So let your awareness settle on the breath. If it's at the tip of the nose, you can silently say to yourself with each in-breath, breathing in. With each out-breath, breathing out, in order to keep your awareness concentrated on that particular point. If you're following the breath in the abdomen, on the in-breath, you can note to yourself rising. And the out-breath, you can note falling. This is a concentration exercise thus far. Let the awareness rest with the breath. There's an in-breath. There's a point between the in-breath and the out-breath. And there's an out-breath. Then there's a point between the out-breath and the next in-breath. Now your awareness will wander in many directions. It may wander into your senses, and you may feel a pain in your leg, or something in your stomach, or hear a sound, or smell something, or taste something. Or you may think about something, think about what you're doing, or thinking about something earlier or later. Be making a judgment. As soon as you see that your mind has wandered, very gently, not with judgment, not with guilt, just very gently steer it back to the point of breath that you have been focusing on. Always return to the breath. Note the breath very precisely at the point you're looking at it. Does it have temperature? Does it have qualities? Is it a solid thing or a sequence of things? In the in-breath, is there a beginning, a middle, and an end? Each time the mind wanders, don't get upset, just return. If you start to feel drowsy, take a few intentional breaths and then return to the breath. If it helps, you can count up to 5, one for each breath to keep you focused. if the mind wanders to questions, is this working? What is this about? Just notice them as mind thoughts and return to the breath. Just for these few minutes, let your awareness ride the breath. In a relaxed fashion, keeping the awareness focused on the breath. Now let's move from this form of meditation to mindfulness meditation. Instead of keeping the breath as the only primary object, just notice what arises. If there is a sensation in the body, bring your awareness to it in the same way you did to the breath. If you then hear a sound, bring your awareness to the sound. Just note each thing as it arises, exists, and passes away. It's called a mindfulness practice. Sensations in the body, moving the body, thoughts, judgments, memories, plans, feelings, emotions, coming, going, note each one, keep noting. Now we'll just go one step further. You have been noting the phenomena as they arise and pass away. Now I invite you to be aware of the ground against which these phenomena exist. For example, the sky in which all the phenomena are the clouds. In other words, come back into awareness just resting in awareness, not in awareness of this or of that. Be the sky instead of the clouds. This awareness has no qualities to it, it just is. It's not an object, it's a subject. A metaphor that may help is that awareness is like a flashlight, a torch. It shines on this and that, but it doesn't shine on itself. Become the flashlight, not what the flashlight is looking at. The awareness is vast. Sky is vast. The ocean is vast, and thoughts and sensations are like waves that rise up and then go back into the ocean. Become the ocean instead of the waves. Don't try to change anything. Let the waves come and the clouds come, but just rest in the sky or the ocean. Let everything be just as it is. If you're agitated, be agitated. If you're thinking, think. If you're sensing, sense. But let them all be contained within the vastness of the sky or the ocean of awareness. Even the thought of I is just another phenomenon rising in the ocean of awareness. Play with that for a moment. every time your awareness grabs at a thought or a sensation, fine. Just keep awareness in mind, too. Not awareness of this and that. You are resting in awareness itself. Calling it awareness is just a label. It's a finger pointing at the moon. Perhaps you'd like to call it love. Where things merge with no boundaries.